This is a big crowd to start with. Okay, let's go. I'm going to pick it up on the bottom. That's what he told me left off here. Rishloki Shomar, Shvir Shetofu B'meimov. Don't ask me why, but they mixed it up like a bowl of eggs, as she says, with the water that they washed her with, or goof with the dam. Anyway, the goof, the shvir, is basically a mess. I mean, it's totally out. It ain't no more. Nasa kimeshin is balbilotsuroso. It becomes like a mess whose tzura no longer exists. Rashi says, nimchakul, there's just nothing left. Let's say it's burnt to ashes. There's no tzura body at all. And it's Torah. Okay, so he made an interesting truth still. He said the shvir shetorfu is like nisbalbilotsuroso. That's okay, because where did he get nisbalbilotsuroso? Who told him that a mess that no longer has any, I don't know what the good word, any tzur of a mess. Who said that? That's Torah. Where'd you get that from? I'll grant you maybe that Nizbal Velatzeroso is the same as Shvir Shetorfu. Who told you that Nizbal Velatzeroso is Torah? Ilema, maybe you got it from here. Or somehow it the other way. So let's first get what it says here, then we'll see what he's deducing from. It's not a simple thing here. Meis shenisraf v'ushlodoi kayemes. Tome. Ushlodoi kayemes means the form is still there. And also, how do you burn a corpse and still should remain the shape of a corpse? It was in a form. It was in some sort of a form. Person burned it, whatever. Now you have it looks like ashes in the shape of a human being. Okay, let that be. That's Tome. Maisa hoya. There was a maisa. V'timulo psochim gedoilim. That this is an interesting din in all of us. It's called Softumalotzis. Softumalotzis means like this. If I have a mess in the house, right, the door, that's like a simple case, there's one door out. That door becomes Tomei when the mess is seen. Under that door is Tomei. It's called Softumalotzis. Now that's an interesting kind of tuma is that. The Rashi in some places says it's Drabona, and Rashi in some places says it's Allah from Moshe Mishinai. That's not our problem right now. But there's something called Sof Tumalotzes. Now, when you have one door, it's simple. Sof Tumalotzes. It's where the tumor is going to go out. Just if you have a lot of doors, like a place like this. So basically, the rule of thumb, without getting too involved, is that all things be equal, let's say they're not blocked, let's say all doors are functioning. Then, if the door has Arba Tvochim, which would be a minimum for a doorway, and let's say some doors don't, we say that the big doors are the way we probably will go, and the others we can discount. Okay, so that's what it means here. Timalo psochem gedoylim, v'tiarlo psochem kitana. That's basically what we're saying here is, I mean, it's a complicated din, but what we're saying here is that meisha nisav ushlado kayemes has the din of a mess. This would be the din of a regular mess. So Rabbi Meirchem says to Reish Logos, this is where you got it from. Because mess, why? Vikodaikis minu, and you were medaik from this. Why is it Tomei? Taimo, the shlodo kayemes. Ho lav hochi, if it would be just a pile of ashes without a form, tohor. So that's where you got it from. That's a pretty reasonable deduction. Tells me a story about Ben Shanisa with shlodo kayemes. Has the din of a mess. Well, that pertains to Tobin Lotzes, that doesn't bother me. It has the din of a mess. But he only said it because it's shlodo kayemes. If it wouldn't have been shlodo kayemes, it would be tohor. In that you saw that Nizbalbul Tzuroso is Torah and you moved on to Shvir Shetorfu. Who says so? I'll tell you different. No, even if Shlodo is not Kayemis, it would be Tomei. Why did he say Shlodo Kayemis? Because only in Shlodo Kayemis do I say that the small doors are Torah. What's the cheshbon in the small doors being Torah? You have a mess in a room. Because you're not going to take them out a door this big when you have a door this big. But if you're talking about a pile of ashes without a shape, what's the difference this or that? It makes no difference. That's what he meant to say. Shlodo kayemes is Tomei, and the big doors are Tomei, as well as the Torah. Had it been a Shlodo kayemes, it would have been worse. Everything would have been Tomei. But you can't bring a raya from there that ain't Shlodo kayemes is Torah. That's not true. Make the deed the other way. That ain't Shlodo kayemes worse. Shlodo kayemes, who the Torah, tiharu lo psochim ketanim. Why? Because that's not right. When we have real size doors and small size doors, we say the mess is not going out the small size door. That's where you have a mess. Why? Anyways, let's say you had in a house, not a mess, but a kazayis min a mess. Then you're not going to say the small doors are tor. Like, I bet a piece of mess this size, what's the difference? A door four tefachim with one tefach. That's what he's saying. If it wouldn't be shlodo kayem, it's basically a pile of ashes, then what's the difference? Then you can take it out piece by piece through any door. It would have been more chomer to din. You have no right to deduce from there that nizbal b'lotzuros was tor. Good. So he's telling you have no mark. Where'd you get your din? He is quite, apparently quite firm that no shape is still tummy. Where'd you get that from? Reb Lezer, Mishnah Olis, the Snan Eifes Rufin, Reb Lezer Om Mishura Berova. Eifes Rufin, portion ashes of a dead person. It's Tommy Berova, Reva Kav. Avi has no shape. You're talking about a, he has got a body. You're talking about a bunch of ashes, a certain size. Now this is a very strange thing here, because that Mishnah in Olis reads as follows: Eifes Rufin, Reb Lezer Om Shura Berova, Vachachomim Mitarin. So the whole world is asking, this is ridiculous. Where did Reb Yochanan get his din that a mess without any shape is tummy? You're telling me from Reb Lezer? But this is ridiculous. And fuck it, he has tainus on his lokish. If anything, it should be the other way. The way he explains it, Reb Yochanan learned that mission as follows. It says, not they hold it's tor and ganza. Only a roiva is tor. But if you have the whole mess, then it'll be tummy, even if it's not in a shape. There's no machloekes whether the ashes are tome. The question is how much you need. Okay. Hey, Gedomi, Meishan, Nizr, Shlodok, how to get it physically, technically, how do you burn a corpse and still should have the shape of the body? You talk about ashes. Omer Rabbi Koshe, Sorfo Gabi Katavlo. Katavlo is some sort of a leather. They have a word for it. It's like a leather thing with a form, as it explains. It had the form of a body. The body was lying in that form. It burned, it's now ashes, but it's in the form of a complete human body. Or Ravom Koshi Sorfa Gabe Apudrim, some sort of shayish, Evan Shayish marble. Again, it had a cutout in it. The body was laying in that, so now you have the shape of a body in ashes. Ravino Dechruchi Achruchi. He didn't burn it to ashes. He burned it enough that the person's not there, the body's not recognizable, but it still held its form. Okay. Tana Rabbona. Amapelis Yad Chatucha, we had this already in the Fuches. The regal chatucha, just the hand or just the, it's fully shaped, but that's all it is. Imot meyolei, because we say it came from a full developed body, which we don't have right now. Vein choishim shema miguf otum bo. So we said, we don't say, we're not choishim, came from a malformed or a non-formed body. If it's a full-shaped hand, we assume it got chopped off from a full-shaped body. And forget, that was one of the dinim on Yuches, we said that that roiv is vadai, because we say that there's a roiv, roiv noshim lav guvot otum yold, and we assume that it was a decent, you know, body. Obviously, it wasn't a live baby, but it was a formed body. So now, what's the din over there? What should be the din of tumas leida? Obviously, it's tumas. We're saying it's tumas leida. We're saying you bring a korban. The roiv is a vad. Good. Now, obviously, we don't know if it's a zocher or a nekev. Obviously, not. So we'll be machmir. We're going to have that not coming up a lot. As we give him 14 days of tumor, and then only 26 days of tire. You go l'chumra both ways. Okay? Oh. But l'chumra, whenever you have a sofik nekev, a sofik zohar, you do get some yemei tire. From 14 till 40 will be toya. Because that much is only happening. Look what the Chizda said. Reb Chizda, Rabba Funo, Damri Tavai, ain't nois lo yemei toya. There's no yemei toya. Whenever she sees, she's tummy. Now that's a strange thing, because we have a vadai vlad here. See, when you have a sofek vlad, then you don't get yemei toya, because there may not be a vlad. And we know there's a vlad. She brings a korban v'nechal. It's a shaila sofek zocher sofek nekeva. So why shouldn't there be yemei toya? A new svar. My taimo emo here chiko ledosa. A vadai, there was a vlad, but I don't know that it was born yesterday. A hand came out now. The body might have come out a couple of weeks ago, in which case the metoya is over already. It's a new svara. Avada is a vlad, avada woye metoya, but it may have already expired. A new svara in ganza. Now, that's not so simple. Mosef Reb Yosef, Hamapeles, this is going to be the next mission we'll learn tomorrow. Ve'en yodua mahi pilo, right? She had a baby, she doesn't know what. Is it a zocher or is it in a cave? Okay, what's the din? Teishev l'zocher in a cave. Like we said, 14 days tumah, 26 days tayra. What happened to your problem that you shouldn't get any toya? V'sal kedai to kol kehay gavno eimo echika leidosa. If she doesn't know what, she doesn't know when either. Listen to you l'nida. It should also say, that's how you say the big chumer. Teishev l'zocher in a cave l'nida. That means you have all the chumers. There's no time. Let it say that. Om Rabbi, you're right. But itono l'nida, have amina mevia kor mevein on echal. If you say l'nida, that sounds like it's a subject whether she had a vlad and it'll be only chatzal v'la subject. That's not true here. Here she vaday had a vlad. The reason is no, you may tell you, is because it may have already expired. So if it would have said nida, it would have been misleading. You'd have thought it's a subject vlad. And the korban she brings is only a chatzal v'la subject. So we didn't say that. Komash v'londin echal. Okay, but that's the din. Listen, if we can't pin down when the later was, we're not going to give you Meitoya. Now, let's get this bite we're going to have tomorrow. Actually, the Mishnah here, but we'll get into it tomorrow. What's called later? When's it called a baby's born? So the truth is, there are two ways. If the head comes out, and we will see it's not even the head, it's most of the head, it's really till this piece. But it's called Leidas HaRosh. Or let's say it's a breech baby, then roif. Roif is good, that's Roba Kakula. Roif is out, it's out. Or roisha. But let's say, again, you have these funny cases that Gozo is dealing with, but let's say the baby sticks his hand out, right? That's not called a leida. Now, what do I care? It's coming out. What I care is simple. If there's twins, push it. Let's say twin A sticks his hand out, twin B is born, then twin A comes out. Twin B is the pro. Because twin A didn't come out. It says she came out. Mashen Kane, if twin A stuck his head out, then twin B came out, and twin A came out after that. Twin A is the B'chor, because he's born with the head coming out. So that's what we know. Roiv HaGuf or Roish. Now he comes with an interesting din, Rafuna, which we never heard about. Am Rafuna, Hotzi Ubres Yodoi V'Hechziro. There's another Nafkimina L'Moshel. You stick the hand out, pulls it back in. Is she Tmeya later or not? We would say not. There was no later. Nothing happened yet. Mashenkin stuck the head out. The kid was born. The clock starts ticking. Now he's saying here, putting out the hand is called later. That's a chiddush. I mean, that means you're going to have someone say that. Shenemar has a pasuk to the tzu by Tomer over there. Zerach and Peretz. So it sounds in like the pasuk that yad is called later. Moshe Reb Yehuda. Hotzi's got a price. Hotzi uber es yodoi ein imo choshesh l'chol dovah. She got nothing to worry about. That's what it should be. Because it's zero. Nothing happened. You're telling me she's tmei later? Omer Rav Nachman, ledidi mefash leminei Rafuna. I understood Rafuna. He didn't mean it's considered a later for sure. It's a sophic later. Lochush choshesh. She has to be choshesh for later. But you may toya lo yavin in lo adenofik rube. He's cutting Rafuna down a little bit. We thought Rafuna said it's mamish aleda. That can't be, because it says ein choshesh choldova. He meant yechoshesh. But that's also shreher. The price is ein choshesh choldova. You don't have to worry about anything. V'einim choshesh choldova come again. Omer Rabbi, ein choshesh choldova midoraisa. That price is talking midoraisa. Avada midoraisa leidas yad is zero. You need roish, roiv roish, or roiv haguf. Yad is nothing. Avo midi rabbonon cheshes. Rafuna came up and said, "Rabbonon, strange rabbonon. Why did this? I don't know what, for what reason." But he made a din rabbonon that hotzuas hayad mid rabbonon is called late. And obviously, for carbon it's nothing. For pchor it's nothing. It'll only have ramifications in tmei olayda mid rabbonon. It's coming to real tum over there. I afraid to give more. How could you tell me Rafuna is saying a din rabbonon? He's bringing a posuk. For kroko amar. Not the end of the world. It's not learning it from there. It's this interesting Rafun. It's not even clear what is he saying. Is he saying that Hotsos Yad is magic? Or is he saying Hotsos Eiver Ech? Or what is he saying? Let's say, what will be if the baby sticks out its foot and pulls it back? Is that included in Rafun or not? It's not clear. Is he just saying a Dindrabonon? Really, you need Roiv and the head, but Midrabonon, any limb that comes out? Was he saying something special in Yad? It's not clear. Okay, I'm appellate Tumtum Andreginus, our old friends, Mr. Tumtum and Andreginus. Again, they're both, basically for our purposes here, we'll keep it simple, a Sofik, Zofik, Sofik, and the Keva. Please explain, there's a little difference in the Sofik. Tumtum is each one a Sofik, because Tumtum, tumtum has simonim inside, just has not opened up yet. So this specific tumtum, we can find out if it's a zocher or a keva. And this tumtum and this tumtum are not the same. This one could be a zocher. A dragon is a class unto itself, which they had both simon. They didn't determine what it was. That's an absolute sofek zocher, sofek nekeva. Good. But whatever it is, each one's a sofek zocher, sofek nekeva. Teishev lezocher ulenekeva. You have the chumras of both, meaning tumah of a nekeva and then tayer of a zocher. Tumtum vizocher, she had twins. One zocher, one tumtum. Or andreginus vizocher, twins. Teishev lezocher ulenekeva. The Gemara is going to ask, that's obvious. The tumtum alone makes zocher in a cave. We'll see. Tumtum in a cave, andreginus in a cave, teishev in a cave, bilvad. Yeah, because if you have in a cave and a zocher, the zocher falls out. A woman has twins, the cave and zocher, the zocher is irrelevant. Because 14 days she's tome alts in a cave. And she gets 66 alts in a cave. The zocher becomes irrelevant. So if you have nekevo and androgynous, the cave and tumtum is just nekevo. Zocher and tumtum already have to be machmir both ways. Okay. Now we get to what we spoke before. Yotze mechutech, the baby came out in pieces. Now, I messed up thing over. And it came out in pieces. Omasuris. Reverse. Breech baby, they call. What's delayed though? Misha yotze rubo hareu ki yolud. Then rove the goof come out. Because coming out feet first, coming out breech. Right? So you can't wait for the head. I mean, you can, but delayed is before that. Once you get rove the body out, you're out. And mechutech. This we'll see in the Mishnah, in the Gemara. It sounds from here that when the baby's chopped up, the head doesn't count. That's what it sounds like. We'll see. It's a machloek. We'll see. Yotze kedarko, normal birth. Achiyetze roiv roishoy, roiv of the head. Ve'eza roiv roishoy. Mishayetze padachto. That just means still the choyte. Yes. Keep true. Oh, now. Frank the Gemara, the obvious kasha. Hash the tumtum lechudei. Vandregen is lechudei omateizor lechudei. A tumtum or an andragonus alone, you already have the double chumra. So what are you adding me on? If she had an andragonus and a zocher, she has the double chumra. She has it with the andragonus alone. Tumtum v'zocher, andragonus v'zocher. Me boya? Itzrich. Do we have this already? No, you know what the chiddush is? If she has twins, andragonus v'zocher, I would think, like we said once on Chofei, that since this is a zocher, that's a zocher. It's the same the same whole of Rabbi Yitzchok Ishmael as Tchili Yoled Zoch Ishmael as Tchili Yoled as the Keva in the High Zoch Arami Zoch or Komash Vlo. No, you could have a boy and a girl as twins. Same name as Ziba Basach as Zoch was in a Keva. That's a funny Zach because that Chiddush Gufo we know already from that Mishnah. That Tosis says on Chofei. Tosis has no terms. That itself we know already. So the Rosh Taka says, if you remember, there were two Terutzim there. This Gemara is going to second Teretz. Whatever. Okay, fine. Interesting, the Shmu is him. Omar Rav Nachman, Omar Rav. Now let's take these guys. The Tumtum and Andreigenus. It's a Sofik Zocher, Sofik Nekeva. Okay, now interesting, the problem here. They have some sort of a discharge. Okay, so you can have Loiben, you can have Oidem, you can have some coming that looks like Dam, you can have some coming out that looks like Keri. What do you do with that exactly? If that dragon is in a keva, verta tomim with the oidem, but not with the loiben, because a woman. If it's a zohar, then the loiben makes him tome, and the oidem doesn't. So let's say an androgynist sees oidem as a sofek tome, might be Aisha. If he sees loiben, he's sofek tome, might be a man. If he sees both, then he's tome for sure. Tumt van Degenis. Shiro u loiben o oidem. It was a sofik tum. Ein chayov in albias migdosh. She'll walk into the migdosh. She can't be making bring a carb. It's only sofik tum. Vein sofren aleim as a truma. He can't burn truma if he touches it because it's sofik tum. What if he saw bo? He, she, whatever you call it. What do you call him today? He see she's. I don't know. Forget it. Andreganis, that's what they call him. Thank you. Now that this person, I don't care what you call him, is Vaday Tome, or as Aish, or as a man, this person is Tome right now, right? That's an interesting thing, why not? We'll see. I will surf in a lane, Satchum. Surf in a lane, Satchum is good. The person is Vaday Tome. Call him a man, call him, what do I care? Either he's a Valkyrie or a Nida, whichever one, what do I care? He touches Truma, she touches Truma, the Truma is Vaday Tome, you gotta burn it. But it says, if this person walks into the Migdash, we can't make him bring a carbon. Why not? It's Vaday Tome. A Meir Dikah Chiddush from Rav. To bring a carbon for Tumas Migdash, you have to know who you are. You have to be know what your Tumah is. Even though you're Vaday Tome, Apostle, Shenema, in Shiluach Machnes over there. Mi zocha va'ad nekeva tishalechu. Zocha va'adai nekeva va'adoes. V'loi tumtum andoiginus. It's an interesting thing. This thing, human being, is va'adai tome. But it could go into the Mishkan. Because it's exeris hakosu. Only if you know your zocha or a nekeva. This guy doesn't know who he is. Ainus tome. Can I rang in a migdash? So there's a chiddush, a post. Messiah, I'm going to bring it. That's Rab. I'll bring a raya from a brice. Tumtum adregen, it's mamish the same thing. Shero, loy ben oyedem, either one, that's a sofik, ain't chayov and I'll be as migdash. Vain sofa and lane as a truma. Ro, loy ben vi oyedem ki achas, so it's vadai tome, ain't chayov and I'll be as migdash. That sounds mamish like Rab's din. I will sofa and lane as a truma. So you have a brice and now it says Rab's din, that. And the Tumtum Andreganis, who saw both, is Vadai Tomei, yet there's no karm for Tumas Migdash Vekadosh. That's Chur Rav's din. My time, why in the world is that? Lav Mishum Shenema, Mizocha Vadnekeva Tishalechu, Zocha Vadnekeva Vado, as well as Tumtum Andreganis. Lechuru, what other reason could there be already? It was a riot to Rav that we learn from Mizocha Vadnekeva. In Tumas Migdash, you have to know if you're a Zocha or a Nekeva. Zogma, no. No riot. Omar Ulo Loy. Homani Reb Lezer. This is Reb Lezer. He's got a different cheshbon here. Very interesting problem here. This non. Reb Lezer Oimer Hasheretz Vinela Mimenu. It says in the pasuk over there. The Obenivla Sheretz Tome Vinela Mimenu. What's the din over there? A guy becomes Tome and Fagest. He walks into the Mikdash. He has to bring a carbon oil of a yeri, whatever. Now there's two possible cases over there. One could forget his tomei and then walk into the Migdash. That's called Helem Tumo. Or one could know full well his tomei and not realize he's walking into the Beis HaMikdash. That's Helem Migdash. Anyway, we hold both of them, it's the same thing as a Shege, into a Migdash or Kodosh. You have to bring a korban. Rebbe Lezer holds not that. It says, Nivla Sheretz Tomei V'Nela Mimeno learns him that it's only Nela Mimeno Atumo. Al helim sheretz hu chayiv, beinu chayiv al helim migdosh. This kar mechatos is only if his shoygig is in the tumo. Okay. Rebbe Akiva oimer, venela mimenu vuhu tome. That's how the post goes. O nivla sheretz tome, venela mimenu vuhu tome. Al helim tumo hu chayiv, beinu chayiv al helim migdosh. Luchurit is saying exactly the same thing. He's learning it from the words Nivla Sheretz Tomei Vinela Mimeno. The Nela is Tomei. He's learning from the next. The Nela who Tomei only Tomei. What's the difference in Reb Lezer and Reb Akiva? In fact, the Gemara and Shavuos, in my Benayah, they're both saying the same thing. So Gemara Meir Dikazan. Omer Chizkiya Sheretz Unavelo Ika Benayu. What if he's Vaday Tomei, but he doesn't know? Is it because he touched a Sheretz or an Avelo? He doesn't know what his Tuma is. Lefi Reb Akiva, Avada, he has to bring a carbon. Vanela Menu Tomei, that's Elam Tuma. According to Reb Lezer, not. He needs Elam Sheretz. He has not only has to, know which Tuma it is. The Reb Lezer saw Vabi'inen Adi Yoda Obishere, Ibisheretz, Itmi Ibn Velen, because he learned it from the words. Sheretz Tomei Venelam. He has to know what his Tumah is. Reb Akiva just has to know your Tomei at the end. Reb Akiva Sovelo Be'inen. Now, so what do we have here? You have a Reb Lezer, or a guy's Vaday Tomei, but he has no problem in the Migdash. Why? Because he doesn't know which Tumah it is. That's this Brisa here. This Androgen, this who saw Loivin Vaoidim and goes in, he's not taught because of Rav's din, he has to know he's a man or a woman. But he does have to know which tumor he is. And he doesn't know which tumor. Is it tumor scary or is it tumor dam? It's no riot to Rav. Lav Omar Rebbe Lezer Hossam Be'in in the Yodi B'Sheretz in Be'in in Veil it me? Didn't Rebbe Lezer say you have to know if your tumor's a tumor Sheretz or your tumor's a tumor's Neveil? Hochanami by this Androgen who saw Loivin and Oidim. Be'in in the yodi, beloy benidmi beoidim. Is he tomei als balkeri, or is he tomei als nido? That's why he's potter. But Reb Akiva would hold in that case yechayiv. Aval Reb Akiva don't mishum tumah mechayiv. Ochanam mishum tumah mechayiv. Not because he has no rioters. See, Rav came with a new thing. He knows the tumah. The tumah is not a problem. He just doesn't know who he is. That's a different story over there. We have no riot to that. We're going to ask. According to Rav, if a tumtum touches a sheretz, it should be possible. Who's going to ask that? Come on, let's come on right now. This one's kosher right now. It sounds a little bit like him that he's bechalat in tashleichu. It sounds from Rav that there's no din shiluach. is learning from that pasuk. The pasuk he's learning from the word korb in Reb Lezer, but Reb Rav's pasuk is in Shiluah Mizocha and the Kevet Tishalchu. It sounds from him like there would be not. It sounds from him like it would be more minatay. Frank the Gemara like this. Before you akasha, I said not akasha. Let's take this androgynous guy who's loiv and annoyed them. So you're telling me that in terms of migdash is okay? Why? Because it says mizocha v'ad nekeva. But if he touches truma, you told me you don't have that cheshbon since he's vaday tome. He was surfing as a tour. Rav himself said that. Frank, well, why? It says zocha nekeva there too. V'rav ma'ishna bi'as migdash delo dichsev mizocha v'ad nekeva d'shalech. When you get very picky, he has to be a zocha or a nekeva. Not somebody who doesn't know who he is. You shouldn't even burn teruma. Why not? He shouldn't be tummy altogether. Why? Now I'll make up a new story. There's no tum. These tumas don't apply only to avadi zocher and kevah. Bchal not tummy. Lo magen azay. Zocher avadi and kevah vados lo tum vadreginus. Make them not tummy altogether. Rav's not saying they're not tummy. Rav's saying they're tummy. But in terms of Shiluach Machna, you don't have it. But if he's a Tommy, if he touches Truma, you burn it. Why? The same Zoch in the cave you have, but add some Tumma. So let's say now you're in the Zoch of Vade, or the cave Vade, you're not Tommy altogether from Tumma Zob. Before you, his question is Tumma Sheretz. What's time Tumma Zob? Let's go that way. No, that Zoch in the cave I need for something else. Dom Reb Yitzchok, La Zochor. It's hukash tezav. Azov is zoyve. Lazov is lanakeva. Zov has a din. We mentioned it once. Zov has a tumor called mayonis. Roik hazav. Suppose he roik hazav la toy. The roik of the zav is an avatumor. Is that true by mitzoyras? Like, we learned that from me. Lazocha means a mitzoyra has mayonis. Nenekeva means a mitzoyras has mayonis. So you can't use that pasuk to tell me zocha nekeva not tumt vandering. They need it for something else. Ahumi boilach the yitzchak don't be yitzchak lazocha lav sam tzayr lemayonisov ulekeva lav sam tzayr lemayonisov. Frag the Gemara. That's true. So let's go back to our pasuk. Mizocha vad nekeva tishalechu. So there, Rav is using it to tell mizocha vadai nekeva vados. I need that for something else also. Hainami mi boyalei b'mishi yesh lo tayra b'mikve. Prat l'klicheres. The Rebbe Yehoshua says in Eirvin, what's that klicheres that's tomei in the mikdash? You got to get it out of there. You don't. There's no din shiluach machna on a klicheres. Why? Because it doesn't have tayra b'mikve. How do you know that? Come lazochel in a keva. It has to be something like a person who can go to a mikvah. So I need that for something else also. So he told me over there by, by the etzem tum azav, since you need the posuk to tell me tzoras, I'm mitzoras mayonis, you can't use it to tell me, have to have a zochel in a keva, lafuke tutan dragonis. No, I need this posuk also to tell me to take out something that doesn't have tayra b'mikvah. How do you, Rav, use it for zochel vadai, the keva vados? That's no taina. To tell me that, the pasuk wouldn't have had to say Zohar in a keva. Let it just say Odom. How do you get klicheres out? Because a person can go to the mikvah and become Torah. Mashen klicheres doesn't say Zohar in a keva for that. So it could have said Odom. It chose to say Zohar in a keva to tell me this also, that I need a Zohim Keinichle Rachmona Odom. 1 second, Odom. Then I would exclude not only klicheres, I would exclude any keli. That's too much. Also not any kli, not I need odom, a person. Loy, zogel name, he called Tomil and Nefesh Nafka. I would have brought that back in from Kol Tomil and Nefesh. Kol Tomil and Nefesh would say anything that touched the mess. Odom would say, has to be an odom. So I would have made the pshara, everything but something that doesn't go into the mikvah. So I have everything with odom. Zohar nekeva lomali lichid rav. Frankly, more now the other way around. Once I'm using zohar nekeva for rav's din, how do you allow me to use it to tell me that you need tayra b'mikvah? Whatever it is, you're getting double mileage out of that zohar nekeva din. V'yem ukula lichid ravu dosa im kein nichtov zohar unekeva. My mi zohar ve'ad nekeva. Extra word ad understands the gemara in ad. The Torah is telling me anything from Zohar till the cave, meaning in that span, anything that goes into the mikvah. La'afuki klicheres. Ad kol dover sheyesh lo tayra b'mikvah. Iochi she is problem. As Tosfos says, once you're bringing, see, I could have said that this pasuk, since it's talking about Zohar in the cave, is talking only about a tumor that has shaykhs with zachris and nakvas, ziva and nida. But you're opening it up now. You're telling me this pasuk's talking about Kalim. If the Cheres doesn't have too much Zav, I hate to tell you that. All it has is too much Cheres with too much Mess. So you're opening up the pasuk. No, Eva says she is right. So now tell me a din that if an Andreyan has touched the mess, he doesn't have to, he's part of the Mishkadot. That Rav never said that. He said, he never said that an Andreyan who touched the mess is part because he's a suffix. That he didn't say, why not? An Andreyan is that touched a mess, there should be no din shiluach ma'al because he doesn't know if he's a zocher or a keiva. So the Gemara Makro, mi zocher, mi tuma hapoireches min hazocher. So pasuk, we want to limit it to a tuma that comes out from the zocher or the nekeva. So now you're telling me, Rav, that any time it says zocher and nekeva, that knocks out the Twilight Zone people. You have to know, you have to be a real zocher or a real nekeva. Let's see if that's true or not. Let's say if a man from 30 to 20 to 50. Okay, it's $50, and in the cave is $30. Whatever it is a difference in all the age classes. Difference is zocher and nekeva. Okay, what's with the tumtum and an androgyn is in erchin? It's a good question. I mean, one could say you go to minimum nekeva. Chveis nish lamaisa reporta dichsiv hazocher. It says hazocher, not zor hazocher. V'tan hazocher v'loy tumtum androgynis. So tumtum and androgynis will not pay erech of a zocher because it's hazocher. Maybe he should pay the lower amount, Erech Isha, Talmud Lomar, Hazocher, V'im Nekeva. Zocher Vadai, Nekeva Vados, Latum Dandreganis. So in Erech, we come out the same din. La Maisa, you do not pay any Erech on a Tumtum or an Andreganis. But here, if you hear why, because it says Hazocher and Im Nekeva. But it only because it said Hazocher with the Hey and Im Nekeva with the Im. Had it just said Zocher Nekeva, it sounds like we would not have taken out Tumtum Vandreganis. Rav just said that when it says Zocher Nekeva, that alone knocks out Tumtum Vandreganis. That's the most kasha. Taimu dichsiv hazocher ve'im nekeva. Ho mi zocher u nekeva loy memayit. Zocher Nekeva per se alone is not enough to knock out Tumtum. You need a reboot. He needs the ha, he needs the im. Zocher, that's a poshet. That's poshet. In Erechin, you can't say because it said Zocher and Nekeva. It's not going to be Andreganis. It has to say Zocher and Nekeva there to tell me the two classes of Erechin. If it wouldn't have said Zocher and Nekeva in Erechin, I wouldn't know what's flying. How am I supposed to know that for him you pay 50 and her you pay 30? It had to say Zocher and Nekeva. There you need the extra ha and the im. There I need Zocher and Nekeva to make the etzem chilek between a Zocher and a Nekeva. To tell me that I got Tumtum and Andreyganis, I need some extra have him. Over here, at Tumas Midish Kadoshim, there's no difference in men and women. What's the difference? It's equal. It's the Equal Rights Amendment here, you know what I mean? You go to the mixture, you're out of the ballpark. I don't care if you have a shaitel or not, you know what I mean? Dosh, they're Zocher and Nekeva? Why? There, it means something. Here, obviously, that's Zocher and Nekeva, because that's the din.